Good morning, church. We all gather and please stand for an opening prayer. This truly is a day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Father, we just come before your throne this morning. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us. Lord, you have lined things up for our lives that we don't even know about yet. But you've got our tomorrows all mapped out. Because, Lord, you planned our lives from before we ever were. And, Lord, we thank you for the power of your word alive within us. And, Lord, for your spirit being present upon us and within us. We invite your Holy Spirit, come, walk amongst us this morning. Father, take joy in the praise from our hearts, we ask in Jesus' name.
And now if you could remain standing for our opening scripture. I have the opening scripture today is from the Complete Jewish Bible and also from the Jerusalem Bible for Reader's Edition. And it's Psalm 95:2 and Ephesians 6:18. Let's come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let's shout for joy to him with songs of praise. As you pray at all times with all kinds of prayers and requests and in the Spirit on every possible occasion.
Only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy.
So let's continue to offer our praise and worship with his tithes and our offerings during this time. I just thank him for what he has done for each and every one of us, and this is a special time to continue this. So, Paul, would you lead us in prayer?
Father, again, we thank you for being our everything. Just like this song says, you are our everything, and we owe you everything, Lord. So we are just pleased and proud to be able to give you back from all our increases, Lord. Accept these tithes and offerings and use them in this community to just spread the gospel and to help restore people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you and praise you, Lord God. We thank you and praise you for this special time with you, Lord God. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your greatness. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we present these, your tithes and offerings, Lord, we thank you that they are all yours. We thank you that you see that we have given them with cheerful hearts in loving obedience to you and the leading of the Holy Spirit. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that your blessings will be upon this in all parts, Lord. We thank you and praise you that this is yours to be used in ways totally and completely glorifying to you. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God, for you are the God, the King, the Lord, the great Almighty, the I Am. And we lift this up to you. For you know Pathway of Hope wants to be a bright light for you, shining brightly for you in all that we do and say. We are your hands, your feet. We do this in honor to glorify you, Lord. We thank you and praise you. And I thank you and praise you that even 10% of these non-designated tithes and offerings go to Foursquare so that they in turn help the churches throughout the world to be for you, Lord God, speaking and teaching and preaching and singing and praying your truth. For you are, Lord Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by you. So we thank you that even part of that even goes to help missions around the world to spread the gospel to those who have not yet heard and to those that still need you. But there are those that are here that need you, Lord. So we thank you that this will even be used for you here. We thank you for a pathway of hope. For a pathway of hope leads others to the one true hope, and that is you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we present this to you. Amen.
Thank you, Jonathan. These are noisy shoes, huh? I can't be quiet in these ones. That's like a squeaky floor. Yeah, I know. Me quiet? What is that? But this is a really special day. I am floored at how God works. I loved the worship, seeing the worship that Pastor Janet had and how it tied in what I felt with the Lord leading me to. I had found out, you know, Chris had come in this morning. She goes, did you know it was the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church? And I said, oh my, I didn't know today was it. I had it marked on my calendar for next week. I thought it was next Sunday. So my message was going to be gearing and also intertwined with that. So pray today, because she said she heard it on the radio, but then we'll pray again next Sunday. So, but I also, though, know that God knew that, because it was so funny, the message that I felt that the Lord gave me, I got on Sunday night at the prayer and praise night that we had. While we were doing that, Pastor Janet says, Pastor Karen, come here and look at this Bible. And she had this really neat Bible with a parallel Bible. And it had the Jerusalem Bible in that. Now, I go, oh, I haven't read that. And I go, oh, yeah, well, that's one of the Bibles that I've collected on the shelves, but like I haven't read it. And so then it made me, I really liked it, and the section that she had me read. And I was then also kneeling and praying and opening up my word, and God was speaking to me. And I knew that something was stirring my heart. And then as I was praying more about it, I knew that the message today was supposed to be on pray. And then on prayer. But I got the word pray, especially. It was just like, I knew pray. And then when I was getting that, and I was just, you know, looking into this and praying and the word, and not deep, but just thinking, you know, how you kind of like, you're lightly just kind of running through some thoughts. All of a sudden, an acronym came to me. Now, the acronym has some of what you all have heard before, but some new stuff. And then he was speaking volumes when I was looking into what the acronym for pray meant. Then I was going through a little devotional thing, and there was on pray, and then adoration. Okay, another confirmation. Something that I rarely look at, and it was the one day was on prayer, and then the other day was on adoration. So I was like, okay, all right. And then I'm going through some stuff, and then I'm just all of a sudden overwhelmed with how great thou art. So then I do some research on how great thou art. And so I see God tying this all in together. Then at this point, I still hadn't seen the worship that she had done. And I was like, oh, thank you, God, that Pastor Janet did the worship earlier this week, because then I was able to get it done in time for before we left for that little, I call it a conference thing, but it was the Eagle Forum, but it's like kind of like a conference thing. And up in Scottsdale, and we left very early Thursday morning. And so, but then I also got a call that my worship leader for the jail ministry wasn't able to be there. So then I was just going to do that. And then all of a sudden the Lord says, no, I want you to do, I had some worship already, and I had to do a whole new worship outline, and I had to do a whole new thing. But he tied in part of this message for last night. And so I was able to show some of the slides, and I told them, I was bragging about Pastor Janet, and how I said, I love it the way, I said, I wish you could be there at church tomorrow, because I said, the way that the worship just intertwines with the message is just incredible. I said, at the same time, I really believe that the Lord wanted us to do this worship, which was, usually I use Jesus Culture for them, and I have a DVD, and this time it was, I'm going to set this right here really quick. Does that look bad? Okay. And because I want to get to this. And then I have books here. But I was just like, it was really neat, because this time the Lord led me to Delirious. And so I was going through, I said that it took me time to go through the songs and to see what did God want, what order did God want it in. And then, but it was from Now Is the Time. And I just thought, Lord, you know, thank you for helping them. Because I was crying out on the way there. And I just started crying in the car. And Paul's going, are you okay? And I didn't do anything or not do anything. And I said, yeah, it's not, you know, like, I'm still, like, overwhelmed. And I'm just like, you know. And so just keep driving, you know, I'm okay. But I was just overwhelmed with, I said, Lord, help them to know how much you love. That your blood covers their mistakes, and that there's nothing you cannot restore, and how valuable and precious they are to you. But not only are they valuable and precious, haven't we made our share of mistakes? And are we perfect yet? And so we still need that the power of that blood and the power of that resurrection of what Jesus did for each and every one of us. But in that, we need to remember that God works all things together for good. For if, right, remember there's that condition, if God works all things together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose, as Romans 8:28 says. His purpose is to love him, to obey him, and to love others. That is the word. And Jesus was our example of the Word. In that, last week, Eric, I'd love to hear Eric's life journaling. And so I was telling them about Eric, and I was telling them, I said, he's a young man in his young 20s, and I said, I just love hearing the insight that he has from the Word. And I couldn't find it. I brought it with me, but I couldn't find it in my paperwork. And so I just told them off the top of the head what I could remember. But I love to talk to him, and I was gone the 1 week out of town. And then last week, because of the guest and then the business and then having to get ready for the meetings, I was unable to sit down and talk to him. Because before service, I said, okay, you owe me 2 weeks. You know, like, you know, I was looking forward to it, and I wanted to hear it. And so then he sent me an email with them, and it was his from October 20th really hit me really awesome. And it was from Job, and he says, as I read Job, I find that this person is causing his own suffering for a while there. He was, as he tells God how he would rather be put to death than see what God wants for him. His observation was this man could cause it all to end by repenting and being baptized in the Holy Spirit, but he refuses it. One question props up in his head, though, he says, is what is worse, not hearing God but seeking his glory, or hearing God but refusing all that he threw at me? Blessed be the name of the Lord who gives and takes away. Sad thing is that there are people today who are just like this. God wants to talk to them, but they cover their ears in pointless fear that does more damage than good. So he said, Lord, I pray that when you speak to me, that I do not refuse what you have to say. And that should be all of us. He speaks to us often in this precious holy word. But how do we speak to him? Remember when I shared about that Muslim girl and how she was seeking God? And Allah heard her prayer in the sense that she was seeking the one true God. God, Allah, where are you? Where? Remember, Ishmael and Isaac had the same father. It wasn't until Esau married into the family that division started. And then Muhammad is from that line. And then Muhammad turned them away from the one true living God. And then you've got a way that wasn't well to God, was away from God. And then you've got where Jesus isn't the Lord and Savior, as the promised scriptures were saying and prophesying, and they aren't no longer truly praying to the one true living God. They are praying to Allah, a false God. But God knew her heart, and she was searching, and she was going, Lord God, I want a God. Where are you? Why do I have to pray in a language that is not my own language? And why do I have to pray and you don't answer me? I want somebody to have an intimacy with, a relationship with. I want to hear from you, and I talk to you and you talk to me. And she's crying out with her heart. And then God, remember, in a library, university library, happens to have a Bible on the floor next to her. When she looks down and sees it, it just appears there in her language. And remember, she brings it home, and then stuff happens. But the Lord leads her to an underground church, and then eventually she has to leave the country. But she was a born-again Christian. And one of her cousins, who winds up being a martyr eventually, she just happens to accidentally left that Bible, because she was hiding it then after she got such a resistance from her family and ordered by her father. And see, when the Lord asks us to honor our parents, but when your parent is asking you to do something against God and his word, then that is where the honor is okay to not. you have to honor God more. So she hid the Bible and kept reading it, hungry for her Heavenly Father speaking to her. Still loved her father, still honored her biological earthly father, but was falling in love with her Heavenly Father, the one true living God. And she was seeing how he speaks to her through this. And prayer is speaking to God. It is talking to God. So I thought that was really neat when I saw what Eric's journaling was during the soap. How great thou art. And I realized, I go, oop, I did, you know, I love the version where they changed it to mighty thunder and thy works that God has made, and I hear the mighty thunder. Well, the original was, consider all the works thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the worlds made. I hear the rolling thunder. And I forgot to change that up. And so when I was leading, I know I had it the different way. But I wanted to read to you a little bit. When I was in this book looking up Amazing Grace, 366 inspiring hymn stories, and I was looking it also up on Wikipedia, but on this one, it says from Psalm 145, verses 2 and 3, every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. And then it goes on to say, today's inspiring hymn of praise and adoration reminds us of God's unlimited power and love in creation and redemption. Now, this one talks about that this hymn was made from a Swedish pastor and named Carl Gustav Boberg. And it says that it was written in 1886, but Wikipedia says 1885. Okay, but around there. Okay, but it was originally a poem, and he was actually a missionary. And then during the war in 1939, they had to go back to Britain. But he wrote this poem, and it originally had 9 stanzas to it, or 9, you know, paragraphs, verses. I don't know if you would call it a stanza when it's a hymn. But it was called Ors du Gud, and it says, a mighty God, and then it goes on, when I survey and wonder. The world that formed when once the word you said, the word he spoke, and it was created, and he said it was good. The strands of life all woven close together, as we see in Psalm 139 for us. The whole creation at your table fed. My soul cries out in songs of praise to you, O mighty God, O mighty God. When your voice speaks in rolls of thunder pealing, your lightning power bursts in bright surprise, when cooling rain your gentle love revealing reflects your promise arcing through the skies. The Bible tells the story of your blessing so freely shed upon all life, all human life, your constant mercy ever, every care addressing, relieving burdened souls from sin and strife. And when at last the clouds of doubt dispersing, you will reveal what we but dimly see. With trumpet call, our great rebirth announcing, we shall rejoin you for eternity. Then we will sing your praise forevermore. O mighty God, O mighty God. That's part of it. This hymn has been translated into many languages, including Chinese and Japanese, Korean, Polish, Romanian, Spanish, Slavic, Vietnamese, Greek, and more. But I liked what it said in the Wikipedia about the Indonesian title, and it's A-J-A-I-B-T-H-U-T-H-A-N. Hello. And I don't know how to pronounce it. But it says, which means miraculous God. Psalm 129, verse Psalm 119, verse 129, in the Message, it says, every word is a miracle word. How could I help but obey, Lord God, your precious, holy word? And we see in creation, it obeyed the command of the word spoken, and it was God. And we are part of that. Well, then there was a gentleman, another gentleman, a Baptist missionary, Stuart Wesley Keene. And he wrote, Stuart Wesley Keene is the missionary that I was talking about. And he wrote some, added and changed it up a little bit. But he also wrote a couple additional verses to it. Hine presents two additional optional verses that he copyrighted in 1953 as a translation of the Russian version that are generally omitted from the hymnals published in the United States. Oh, when I see ungrateful man defiling this bounteous earth, God's gifts so good and great, in foolish pride, God's holy name reviling, and yet in grace, his wrath and judgment wait. When burdens press and seem beyond endurance, bowed down with grief, to him I lift my face. And then in love, he brings me sweet assurance. My child, for thee sufficient is my grace. Wow. And then the Lord led me to Charles Spurgeon. I'm telling you, I rarely hit all of these things. I just, you know, kind of. And in it, a little devotional from him was Psalm 9:1. I will praise thee, O Lord. To be silent, in part of the devotional, he writes, to be silent over God's mercies is to incur the guilt of ingratitude. It is to act as barely as the nine lepers, who after they had been cured of their leprosy, returned not to give thanks unto the healing Lord. To forget to praise God is to refuse to benefit ourselves. For praise, like prayer, is one great means of promoting the growth of the spiritual life. It helps to remove our burdens, to excite our hope, to increase our faith. It is a helpful and invigorating exercise which quickens the pulse of every believer and nerves him for fresh enterprises in his master's service. This is where the grace comes in to empower us. But I'm going to show you how this all comes together. The Lord spoke to me a lot from the Reader's Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Bible Reader's Edition. But I was looking at the complete Jewish Bible, and I want to read what is familiar to all of us, the armor of God. Finally, grow powerful in union with the Lord, in union with his mighty strength. Use all the armor and weaponry that God provides so that you may be able to stand against the deceptive tactics of the adversary. For we are not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers, against the authorities and cosmic powers governing this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So take up every piece of war equipment God provides, so that when the day of evil comes, the evil day comes, you will be able to resist. And when the battle is won, you will still be standing. Therefore, stand. Have the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Put on righteousness for a breastplate. And wear on your feet the readiness that comes from the good news of shalom. We often see peace, but shalom is more than just peace. Shalom is a wholeness. Shalom is the profit and prosperity that we have through our Lord God Almighty. Shalom covers all of that. I love the way that's written. Always carry the shield of trust with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of deliverance, along with the sword given by the Spirit, that is, the Word of God, as you pray at all times with all kinds of prayers and requests in the Spirit, vigilantly and persistently for all God's people. And pray for me too, that whenever I open my mouth, the words will be given to me to be bold in making known the secret of the good news, for which I am an ambassador. And he was at that time in jail, so he says in chains. Pray that I may speak boldly the way I should. The Jerusalem Reader's Bible's edition says, finally, grow strong in the Lord with the strength of his power. It is not by us, it is by him that we can do all things. It's hard to read this in a version that is other than, usually I've read it in and memorized it in the NIV and read it a lot and prayed a lot in the New King James Version. And so it's hard for me to read a different one while I'm saying it, so that's why I messed up a little bit there. But it's like, it's so cool to see the different versions and translations. I love looking at that and seeing. And one talks about, don't forget about praying for me for so I can make the mystery of this gospel to be known, because I'm in bondage. But sometimes fear brings so many of us in bondage. And so you may not physically have the chains, but you're in some kind of bondage. And how that can be released is by praise. When you're praying, you're filled with praise. You should be, instead of fear and requesting. So the acronym that I've got, praise, pray, for pray, the P, obviously, praise. And we've heard that often. The R, recognition. The A, acclamation. Mm-hmm. The Y, yield. So I was going, Lord, you know, okay, I get the praise, you know. But I looked up, I felt led to look, and it was just, this is where he was speaking volumes. I happened to look online. Usually I go to the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, and sometimes, but I was looking online, and what he led me to had a list of a lot of the synonyms and antonyms. But it did have, like, the definition. And so praise, we know, is like congratulations, adoration. That's the noun. The verb, congratulating, you know, adore. That's the action of the adoration, congratulations. The synonyms for praise, acclaim, applause, appreciation, approval, cheer, commendation, compliment, cry, devotion, esteem, glory, ovation, plaudit, rave. And I thought, rave. I go, the fame should be to his name and for what he's done for us. And I thought of the faithfulness of God. And I remembered then singing, when I sang in the Spanish, great is thy faithfulness. Grande Señor, o tu fidelidad. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. But grande, as they said, you know, Señor was like Mr. Big, but it's so much more than that. Just as we hear shalom, it's so much more. It's so much, it just encompasses so much how great our God is, how great is his faithfulness. In this also was synonym for praise was recognition, the word recognition. Recommendation, Shouldn't we be so filled with the joy and thankfulness of what Jesus did for us that we are recommending that to everybody? We should be full of thanks. As thanks is another one of the synonyms. Tribute, acclamation, bravo, celebration, cheering, exaltation, extolment, flattery, glorification, hurrah, hymn, obeisance, regard, worship, big hand, good word, laudation. But listen to the antonyms of praise. Blame, censor, criticism, disapproval, neglect, silence, castigation, condemnation, denunciation, disregard, disrespect. And when people are praying, are they realizing the privilege we have of prayer? We need to, as slide 57 shows, Jesus came as an atonement. We, here at Pathway of Hope and the body of Christ, we are part of the body of Christ. We are a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. And because of that, we remember what Jesus Christ did for us. We remember that Jesus Christ is our Savior, that Jesus Christ is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ is the divine healer, the great physician, that Jesus Christ is the soon coming King. And in that, we remember what God has given us with His precious holy word. That we are a light for Him, and only because of what He has given it. And we should be full of praise. And He's given us John 3:21 and John 6:21 and the number 15, the divine grace that we are going to move in. But it's because of Him. But you have to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life in order to be able to receive all that God has for each and every one of us. But are we praising Him and thanking Him? Do we know of others that do not have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I know I do. Are we lifting them up in prayer? But in that, are we praising Him and thanking Him that He loves them? He created them for a special plan and purpose. Are we praising Him and thanking Him even that He could change maybe the irritating things about them? Just as we've been changed, as we continue to allow the Holy Spirit change us up. And are we praising Him and thanking Him that that same power, when they finally have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, will start working in their lives as we've allowed Him to work in our lives? Because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because Jesus made that atonement for us. And this is how we can move. This is what we can do. We were remembering what Jesus did on the cross, but it is the Lion of Judah. So when we feel that we're like a kitten and we're looking in a mirror, we are really a lion, a strong cat, because that's what the spiritual realm sees. Because we have the power of that resurrection, the crown of thorns, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Lion of Judah, and we can move in that power here on earth. But we want others to move in that power. And we need to praise Him and thank Him because of what we have the armor of God. We have the word. We have the power of prayer. We have the power of praise. We have the power of worshiping of Him only because of what Jesus did for us. And only because that cross on slide 62, that cross shows that He is no longer there. But that cross shows a soldier. But that cross shows a light shining back. Is the power of His grace, the power of the resurrection that is moving us to be able to move mightily in that armor. And we want others to, because life is hard. In this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished." He said, "I died for you to move." And when you feel like you're a kitty cat, it's okay, because in the spiritual realm, they see the Lion of Judah backing you up, and you're moving in that power. And nothing can touch you that God does not allow, just as nothing could touch Job that God did not allow. And it's all for His glory, saying, "I trust You completely, Lord God. I praise You and thank You. I am Yours. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life because I've repented of my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Master, my Savior." And because of that, I am totally and completely yours, surrendered to you, mind, body, soul, spirit. I am yours. Everything that I am, everything that I'm not, everything that I love, everything that I care for, all of my dreams, it is yours. All my resources, they are yours. And I praise you and thank you. And it's in that that we can move, because that brings that power. Because we see in John 15 that it says that, you know, we will see the fruit and we will see the power as we abide in his love. But when we're not, when our prayers aren't also with this praise, thanking him with this thankfulness, then in a sense, we're neglecting. We're working in an antonym. We're working sometimes in a condemnation type attitude, but God came so that we could be free of condemnation. He came in the form of a son, Jesus. And Jesus, when we have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as Romans 8:1 says, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And the Spirit only comes when Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior. And so that's why James says, move in that power and be in that power. He keeps talking about that power of faith comes by you don't just hear the word. You do what the word says. You're saying, Holy Spirit, you know, teach me. I want to be a disciple, a follower of Christ. And I know that by the power, as I continue to humble myself to you and make you Lord of my life, that you constantly are in the driver's seat and I am not you, then your power and your grace empowers me to continue on with whatever comes, because it is for you and for your glory. Because Jesus says everything that we can do, and we'll be able to do even greater things than he did, but it's all not for his glory, it's for the Father's glory. We see a perfect honor system of the Father honoring the Son honoring the Holy Spirit honoring the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit honoring the Father and the Son honoring the Father, the Holy Spirit. It's a, you see each one honoring one another. And this is where we need to be. But in that power of praise as we pray, as we lift up all requests, but it's with praise, working as those synonyms we're talking about. But ours, with that recognition, that was one of the synonyms. That recognition of, and that means, it's a noun, identification and acknowledgement, who he is. I am the I am. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is love. He is truth. He is goodness. He is pure. He is holy. And he is there for us, and not only for us, but for others. So the synonyms are acceptance, admission, who he is, appreciation of who he is, awareness of who he is, concession of who he is, perception of who he is, realization of who he is, respect of who he is, an understanding of who he is, allowance of who he is in our lives, assimilation, confession, consciousness of who he is, noticing who he is, recalling who he is, recollecting who he is, remembering who he is, acknowledging who he is, the high signs that he shows us each and every day of who he is, identifying who he is, noticing who he is, perceiving who he is, recalling who he is, verifying who he is, because the blood of Jesus covers us, thanking him every day for what we have in and through Jesus Christ, our personal Lord and Savior. Because it said, as Colossians 1:19-20, it says that God had loved the Lord, and it says that he had all his fullness dwell in his son Jesus. And then, because of his compassion and his love for one another, he reconciled all things by making peace through the blood that Jesus shed on the cross for each one of us. And this is what we have in and through our Lord God, our Heavenly Father. this we have because of what he did for us. This is recognizing what he did. Pray in the Greek, it's to supplicate, but it says also to worship who he is. It's a forward to, and it comes from a direction of forward to, toward the side, pertaining to, usually with accustomed to a place or a time. Well, Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father, interceding on behalf of us. His blood, that is the only reason when we pray that God hears our prayers. And then they stay there in a bowl, a golden bowl of incense, is a sweet aroma unto him, because he, Jesus Christ, is our Lord and Savior and hears it. But what is awesome is he even hears the unspoken requests. He knows our needs before we even pray it. But when we pray, we need to not be pleading, oh God, oh God, oh God. Instead, it's also not like, like, oh, do you hear me? That's what I mean. Like a pleading, like, do you hear me? Or yes, he does. When Jesus' blood covers us, yes, he does. And so he knows the concerns of your heart. But I loved it when we were at prayer night on Tuesday night. And we were praying for somebody, and we were talking about this prayer request, and we were trying to fix it up for God, and we were laughing. We started laughing and going, okay, God, yeah, like, you know. Haven't you ever done that where you go, okay, God, now if you could do this and do this and this and this, and then if you do this and then well, this would be good, and this, and not that we can't speak those things, but are we at that same time recognizing that, Lord, if you don't want to give that, I want it to be your will. Lord, I really want this job. And actually, you know, this job, I want them to, like, change up the hours and then change the pay a little bit, you know, and have this day off. And so, Lord, I thank you. You can do anything. You can do everything. And yes, he could. But are you also praying, Lord, I also know that if this is not the right job for me, I don't want it. Because you're my provider. And help me to trust you. Because I recognize who you are. You are the I am. And you are with me right now. So I praise you and I thank you and I trust you for that. Are we doing that? The antonyms for recognition: denial, disagreement, disbelief, refusal, repudiation, forgetfulness. No, we need to not forget who he is and what we have in and through him, because we have the fullness of our Heavenly Father through Jesus. We have his glorious riches provided to us by Jesus Christ being our Lord and our Savior. Another one, an antonym for recognition, is you miss. You're missing what he has for you. Abuse, disclaimer, dishonor. But the synonyms also for the next one of acclamation are also incredible. See, we see recognition, we see acclamation in praise, didn't we, as the synonyms. This is a noun, and it's an enthusiastic expression of approval. The synonyms: ovation, salutation, acclaim, adulation, applause, approbation, cheer, cheering, cheers, honor, jubilation, plaudits, tribute, big hand, laudation, standing O. Standing ovation. And this is where our hearts should be. This is what we were doing when we were worshiping him and praising him. How can we not? The antonyms of acclamation: criticism, silence, disapproval. Once again, we're seeing that. If we are not having a heart, thank you, Gordon, I praise you. I thank you for those that I care about, and I'm pleading out to you, and I want them to be saved and to know. I see the blind spots that they don't see, Lord God, but I thank you and praise you by your power and in your timing. You love them and you're passionately pursuing them, and I thank you that you can take those blinders off. If it is you that you want me to speak a word to them, then speak through me. But if it is somebody else, bring them in. Bring somebody to them. Somehow, some way, speak to them. But I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, that you love them too. And that your son died for them. And that you care for them and you know their needs. And then we have the synonyms for yield. The production of labor is the definition. Wow. look at this. Crop, earnings, harvest, income, output. And I go, output as a synonym. Apart from Christ, I can do nothing. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. For the fruit that I have for you is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, the fruit of patience, the fruit of kindness, the fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, the fruit of gentleness, the fruit of self-control. This is what we have from him, and this is what should be the output from us. Profit, return, revenue, turnout, outturn, produce, takings. The synonyms of yield, as we are yielded to him, and we produce this. This is the production, not of our labor, but of the labor that Jesus Christ died on the cross and then rose again 3 days later, so that we can have that fruit of his, what he did for us. It's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, as Zechariah 4:6 says. And it is through the Holy Spirit, as John 16 talks about, that Jesus says, everything that the Father has given to me, and then everything that the Father has given to me, I give to the Holy Spirit to give to you. That's why Jesus was telling his disciples, it's better for me not to be here, because you have so much more when I'm not here. The antonyms for yield: bills, debt, payment. But as I mentioned, John 19:30 says, when Jesus took that last sour drink of wine, which was like a vinegar, he took a little sip, went to his lips in a sense, and he said, it is finished. And then he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit and died. And he did that for each one of us, every single person. And that's why we need to walk in this power. Matthew 7:11 says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask? That's the New King James Version. But the NASB says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask? Many of you know the NIV. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So when you pray, yes, it's okay to ask. But we need to praise him. We need to recognize. We need to have shouts of acclamation of who he is. And we need to yield what the Holy Spirit has already given to us. As we continue to say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart, I will agree. And my answer will be, yes, Lord, yes. Because as Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus to you, Lord God. You, my heavenly Father. I love that the literal interpretation. Often they say, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father, to God the Father, to God the Father, and everything. Colossians 2:7. This is where, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. We are rooted and now being built up in him, established in our faith, just as we are instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. This is because of him. His will, remember? His will. His vision, his provision. He will not guide us where He will not provide for us. There is, on slide 74, Debbie, can you show that? There is this, the armor of God. And I like this cute little picture. And it has these different Bible verses that we know. But in that little side thing, I found this when I was looking up about the armor of God. It says, if you struggle with working through issues which hinder you, your relationship with the Lord, then please join other disciples as we find freedom in the truth of God's armor. There is freedom in the truth of God's armor, but in that armor also includes, many people don't go to verse 20, but it includes the power of prayer. And in that prayer, when we pray, we should include in that hearts filled with praise, filled with recognition, filled with acclamation, and filled with yield for what we truly have in Him, through Him, for Him, by Him. So then God was not just speaking to me, but somebody felt, Carl felt, that this should be read today. And I said, yeah, it fits in really good. This is the Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, 365-day devotional. And she's referring to scriptures, Jeremiah 29, 12 through 13, John 10, 14, and also verses 27 and 28. And she writes, it kind of paraphrasing it with as a prayer, I am with you, the Lord God. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. Heaven's bells continually peal with that promise of my presence. Some people never hear those bells because their minds are earthbound and their hearts are closed to me. How great thou art was written after a storm. He was walking through, the storm came quickly here and left. Remember that day during the church service, the storm came and then left by the time. And that was an experience of how that this was written, because then afterwards he was looking out. And the sea, there was like a lake, and it was clear, crystal clear. But then he heard some bells, church bells, probably a funeral. But those church bells for that person signified where they really were if they had Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Some people never hear those bells because their minds are earthbound and their hearts are closed to me. But those whose hearts are His hear those. Others hear the bells only once or twice in their lifetimes in rare moments of seeking me above all else. My desire is that my sheep hear my voice continually, for I am the ever-present shepherd. He is the great shepherd. Quietness is the classroom where you learn to hear my voice. Beginners need a quiet place in order to still their minds. As you advance in this discipline, you gradually learn to carry the stillness with you wherever you go. When you step back into the mainstream of life, strain to hear those glorious bells. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. This month, the Foursquare has emphasized prayer, I should say, last month, which, you know, October. We had the Day of Prayer for the Peace for Jerusalem, the Cry Out America, the Day of Prayer for America, which we continuously do. And then you had the Day of Prayer for the Global Day of Prayer for those who are lost, who haven't heard, the unreached people who haven't heard the word yet. And then we'll have the Day of Prayer for the persecuted church, which is today, but we're going to celebrate it next week because I didn't realize and I wrote it wrong in my calendar. But you know what? See how God took care of that. But I was reminded again of the word that the Lord gave us through Chris on October 20th. You are my pleasure. You are my delight. Your worship pleases me. As you took the elements, you took me. And I offer all that I have to you. Yea, there is more. Your worship and your hearts are open to me, and I see it and have no fear. I am here, and I am working through you, and the small beginnings are so that I can nurture your hearts before I explode in your midst. We need to remember that every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living and conformity to God's will and thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Are we going to move on? Are we going to move in this power? Are we seeking him? Are we praying? As we heard from Philippians 4:6 last week, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. This one was quoted last week when I read from the American Patriots Bible. General Robert E. Lee, the commander of the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia, wrote, "Knowing that intercessory prayer is our mightiest weapon and supreme call for Christians today, I pleadingly urge our people everywhere to pray." P-R-A-Y. Let there be prayer at sunup, at noonday, at sundown, at midnight, all through the day. Let us all pray for our children, our youth, our aged, our pastors, our homes. Let us pray for our churches. Let us pray for ourselves, that we may not lose the word concern for those who have never known Jesus Christ and in his redeeming love. For moral forces everywhere, we need to pray for our national leaders. Let every prayer be our passion. Let prayer be our passion. Let prayer be our practice. We need to pray. On slide 61, it shows the armor of God, and it says, don't leave home without it. Some people have left the armor of God on the table. But I don't say just don't leave home without it, because sometimes the hardest place to be a Christian is at home. We're all human, so we need that at home too, that armor on all the time. We need to remember that there's power in the word. And so when we pray, there's female hands up there and there's male hands. Prayer is something that God has given us and is very powerful. Oswald Chambers wrote, there is a quote, "We have to pray with our eyes on God, not on the difficulties." We need to remember whose we are with praise and recognition and acclamation and yield. This next slide on 65 shows the armor of God. It reminds me kind of your, Eric, your drawings, the way that you draw and stuff. Isn't that cool? But then it shows that childlike. It kind of looks like a Precious Moments kind of, you know, reminds me. The armor of God. Because there are wiles, there are schemes, there are deceptive tactics of the devil out there. But the next slide shows the prayer, and it shows a cross, but it shows a window. Because we're supposed to be looking expectantly, knowing that God has heard our prayers. And this is why the next slide shows, teach us to pray, because we have to have that childlike heart. Always praising you, recognizing who you are, with acclamation, yielding to what we have through the Holy Spirit is the power of prayer. So once we are, there's one that shows the girl closing her eyes like, ooh, ooh, what do you have for me, Dad? What do you have for me, Dad? What do you have for me, Abba? What do you have for me, Father? And then the others looking up, because they know what we have from him is all the fullness of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, given unto us through the Holy Spirit. So here we are on that rock, standing as an adult and looking up constantly, prepared each and every moment, because our strength and our foundation is the rock, is Jesus Christ. And that is where the power of prayer comes from. But once again, still having that childlike faith, as the next slide shows, because we should be praising him and thanking him and thanking him for what we have. Because with that armor, once again, with that shield of faith and the faith that attaches to his faith that can do all things, who was always faithful, and that shield can move around in all the directions as those arrows are going. And we can be moving mightily for him. So we need to praise him and thank him and pray and do somersaults as the next one shows, and be shouting for the power of praise as we praise and recognize who he is with acclamation, yielding to what we have. It's because of him, because we are his children. We are joint heirs. We are his sons. And yet, we have so much in and through him. We need to remember not to forget the word. George Mueller wrote, "The less we read the word of God, the less we desire to read it. And the less we pray, the less we desire to pray." Now, you've heard me say, go ape. Go ape for a pathway of hope. So here I am saying, go ape. Always pray every day. Go ape. Always pray every day. But in this next slide, it shows the pictures I took with my cell phone from our home. That is Dick's home. This is Pathway of Hope right here. And do you see that other one? The light. Go ape. Always pray every day, because the light will shine as we pray, as we are praising him, recognizing what we have. Acclamation is in our hearts, in our song, in our minds, in our whole being, of yielding to what we have in him and through him and by him and for him, for his glory. And this is how we will be a light in this city and beyond. It is for him. But we need to look to him. And we need to help others, as the next slide, as I had showed earlier, that this is why we need to have this discipleship and continue to encourage each other to move in the power of prayer, so that others, when they feel like they're a kitten, they can have that power of prayer, and they can pray also, and they can know and move that they, when the spiritual realm, it sees who we really are, because we have the Lion of Judah and we are fierce. Because yes, here we are excited that the Lion of Judah, we are the bride of Christ. And we are to look and be watchmen looking for him, excited of what we have in him. But we have that armor on. We have those boots on that are the preparation for the peace of the gospel, that shalom that each and every one of us needs. And we may have some terrain, some rough terrain, and we can use that sword, that word, to help us walk up that rough terrain. We still have that beautiful gown on, because our hearts and our souls and our minds, everything, our whole being is his. And we are seeking him diligently each and every day for his strength and the power of prayer. And we will move mightily with the fire of the Lion of Judah, the power of the Holy Spirit, clearing the path for us to do and fulfill God's destiny and purpose for each and every one of our lives. But others need that power of prayer. They need to pray. They need that building block of prayer. And Pathway of Hope, this is our 8th year, the year of celebration, the year of new beginnings. And we will be able to help through the power of prayer, unified prayer, bring that hope to others as they can build on what we have built for them by the power of prayer, recognizing what God has done with the power of praise continuously, with that acclamation, with that yielding. And we will see what this power of prayer will do as we continue to pray. Yes, we are his. We are his beloved, and he is ours. His banner over us is love. And we need to remember what he's done for us. He has also done for others, whether they recognize it or not. And this is our prayer. So as we take the Lord's Supper, may we be yielded to him and remember what he has done for us. So they will pass it out, and then Pastor Janet If you can lead us in this worship song, just the like the first line, can you lead us in the first, like, can you do that? Is that good? Would that be okay? Can we sing this? While they're handing it out? The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Together, may we each partake, thanking him and praising him for what he's done for us, yielding to the Holy Spirit, saying, "Thank you, Lord." But if there is any unconfessed sin, I want you to take a moment right now to repent of that. Jesus loves us so much. His body was broken so that we could be healed. We could be made whole. He came to heal all diseases. By his stripes, we are healed. So may we each take this, thanking him and praising him for what we have in and through him, what he did for us. Lord Jesus, you are so wonderful, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for what you've done for us. We thank you that as we come before you with repentant hearts, Lord God, we thank you that you saved us by the blood that you shed on the cross for us. We thank you that we are cleansed of all unrighteousness, that we are washed whiter than snow through the blood that you shed for each and every one. And Lord, we receive that now. We thank you and praise you in remembrance of that we are under the new blood covenant. So Jesus, on that night, you took the cup after supper and you said, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So Lord, once again, we thank you and praise you in remembrance of you, recognizing what you have done for us, with hearts full of praise, with hearts filled with acclamation, yielding to what you have done for us. And we receive it.
And because I'm with you always, and I hear even the things that you don't say, I know about. Continue to pour out your heart at all times. For I hear, and I care, and I answer. So continue to pour out all that's in your heart to me so that I can answer and I can comfort and I can take care of all your cares. For I am always with you.
Evelyn, I need you up here for a minute, please. I need you to sit down, and I need you as the pastor to be to pray the prayer of benediction for each one. I'd like you though to do it. I have the amplified, if you don't mind. But as she's praying, I'm going to go around and I'm going to anoint each one with oil. But I feel led today to do it from the oil that's from Bethlehem, the hot bread of heaven.
because I know that God's going to help us to start seeing things and hearing things as he speaks to us with our hearts totally and completely yielded to him. As we pray with that praise, with the R, the recognition, with the A, with the acclamation, and with the Y, yielding, we will see what he has for each and every one of us. And as a body of Christ, we are, the gifts are going to come out more and more in each one of us. And it's not just for here, but it's when we're out there in the sphere of influence, everywhere that we are, lives are going to be changed. The hot presence of the Lord God, the burning fire of the Holy Spirit will be with us and through us. And then also clearing the path to touch the lives of others. And we will see more blessing and more favor because we are on assignment of the Lord God to help the lives of others out there. Those who are Christians that need encouragement and help, because we are all the body of Christ, whether they attend Pathway of Hope or not. And those who aren't Christians to come to know Jesus, for we are his hands and feet, preaching the gospel always and if necessary using words, but only if necessary. Our lives are going to be that discipleship. But receive through the pastor to be Evelyn the benediction prayer was, I go around and just anoint you. I will just anoint, but to receive the power of what this has. Numbers 6, 24 through 26. Oh, sorry, you need it. The.
May the Lord bless you, watch over you, guard you, and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor unto you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace.
I don't know about you, but I'm just, I just feel like this warmth, this blessing from the Lord. I just do. I just do. And so, Pastor Janet, can you play? And I want us to be offered, but if you need to just sit and revel, if you need to leave, that's fine. You know, whatever you need to do. But I really want you, if you need more prayer, to go up for prayer, please, and have a blessed week.